Hurricane Irma hit the Caribbean hard, and what are the expectations for Americans still on the island after the devastation? Tom Bossert, Homeland Security Advisor.
While I'm preaching caution to make sure people understand that this is an ongoing effort and that there's still going to be long, painful days ahead, I am doubling down on my assertion that this is the best integrated, full-scale response effort in our nation's history. That includes the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and non-U.S. Islands where we helped American citizens during a window of operational safety between Jose and Irma. This has been a large event, and you're going to see a lot of positive stories from it. Now, control expectations. You're on an island where we have to transport commodities, food, and water, where we have a long road ahead of us to bring electric power back online. But we've assembled two of the most powerful naval relief flotillas in recent memory, a total of 9 large ships. I'm going to just cut right to the Kearsarge, Oak Hill, Wasp, McLean, and the U.S., the Abraham Lincoln, the Iwo Jima, the Farragut in New York. That is a aircraft carrier and large platforms for helicopters, 80 or more helicopters flying sorties right now. That is an operation that for most Americans, if you can't picture it, has never been mobilized for this type of emergency response effort in our history. And so to the extent that I can assess it, I'm pretty proud of that. To the extent that it meets the need, I'm going to hope it does, because we're saving hundreds if not thousands of people off of these islands at this point collectively. And so if the burn rate's not fast enough, I'd be surprised, because we're mobilizing ourselves in ways that we've never mobilized before. And Governor Mapp, the President of the United States, and the Governor of Puerto Rico, Rosello, were all very pleased in their phone calls today. So I'm in no better position from this podium than they are from their locations.
April Ryan, AURN News.